Infective Endocarditis by All Star Medics. Infective endocarditis is an infection of the endocardial surface of the heart, affecting the heart valves or the mural endocardium. It is most commonly caused by bacteria, which is why it is also known as bacterial endocarditis. The major risk factors include congenital heart disease, particularly cyanotic lesions, rheumatic heart disease, the presence of prosthetic heart valves, a previous history of infective endocarditis, intravenous drug use or chronic intravenous access, and immunocompromised states such as HIV infection or diabetes. Infective endocarditis is classified into acute and subacute forms. Acute infective endocarditis is caused by highly virulent organisms such as Staphylococcus aureus, enterococci, and Streptococcus species. It presents abruptly with high-grade fever and rapidly produces destructive lesions of the endocardium, including ulceration, perforation, severe regurgitation, and ring abscesses, especially around prosthetic valves. These organisms can infect even a completely healthy endocardium. Subacute infective endocarditis is caused by less virulent organisms, such as Streptococcus viridans, and the HACEK group, including Haemophilus, Aggregatobacter, Carinobacterium, Eikenella, and Kindella. This form has a more insidious onset, with low-grade fever, anorexia, weight loss, influenza-like symptoms, myalgia, and pleuritic pain. The pathological process is slower with chronic inflammation and tightly adherent endocardial vegetations. Persistent antigenemia predisposes patients to immune complex formation. Investigations for suspected infective endocarditis include a full blood count with differential, ESR, ECG, echocardiography, a chest x-ray, and 3 blood cultures taken within 24 hours, a fever associated with a new or changing heart murmur should be considered infective endocarditis until proven otherwise. Diagnosis is made using the Duke's criteria. Major criteria include positive blood cultures with typical organisms from at least 2 samples, persistently positive blood cultures, or a positive test for Coxiella burnetii, as well as echocardiographic evidence of endocardial involvement such as vegetations, abscess, new prosthetic valve dehiscence, or new valvular regurgitation. Minor criteria include predisposing cardiac conditions or intravenous drug use, fever of 38 degrees or more, vascular phenomena such as emboli or Janeway lesions, immunological phenomena such as Osler nodes or Roth spots, and microbiological evidence that does not meet major criteria. A diagnosis is made when 2 major criteria, or 1 major plus 3 minor, or 5 minor criteria are present. Treatment consists of prolonged antibiotic therapy. First-line regimens include crystalline penicillin and 4 divided doses per day, together with gentamicin for 4 weeks, followed by ciprofloxacin for 2 additional weeks. Alternatively, ceftriaxone with gentamicin for 4 weeks can also be used, again followed by ciprofloxacin for 2 weeks. Second-line therapy for patients who cannot receive first-line treatment includes vancomycin together with gentamicin for 4 weeks, followed by ciprofloxacin for 2 weeks.